Members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation are now publicly reacting to the U.S. and Israeli strikes in Iran over the weekend. It's Monday, March 2nd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, former presidential candidate Kamala Harris was in Wisconsin yesterday giving her thoughts on what's taking place in the Middle East. And state regulators said a utility's application for special data center rates hid key information from the public. Stay with us.
As a thank you for your donation, we have a special gift for you this drive. It's a mug featuring WPR's logo that is soon to be your favorite.
A ceramic mug, speckles on it.
Orange rim.
I like the big handle on it.
I want to share it with people I love in my life.
I would always have it filled with a hot beverage.
Coffee every day. Lots of coffee.
Hot chocolate.
My hot tea in the afternoon.
Ask for your WPR logo mug when you give $12 a month or more at WPR.org.
Three U.S. service members have been killed following the U.S. and Israeli strikes on Iran over the weekend, and members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation are speaking out. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin called the action illegal and said the Constitution requires a vote in Congress to declare war. In a statement, Baldwin said that Iran poses a real threat, but that, quote, getting into another endless war is not the answer. Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson said in a statement, quote, may God bless and protect our troops as they attempt to liberate the long-suffering people of Iran. Among members of Congress, reactions were split along party lines. Republicans issued statements of support, while Democrats called the strikes lawless. President Trump said operations will continue, quote, until all of our objectives are achieved, which could take about 4 weeks, according to the president. The Red Crescent in Iran says more than 500 people have been killed since the start of the operation. Former Vice President Kamala Harris is criticizing President Donald Trump over his actions in Iran. As Sarah Lear reports, Harris spoke at an event in Wisconsin Sunday, the day after the U.S. and Israel began the joint military operation.
While speaking in Madison, Harris said Trump has, quote, dragged America into a war that we don't want. She also criticized Trump for, quote, hanging out, end quote, at his resort in Florida while committing American military forces in the Middle East. The strikes on Iran came without congressional approval. Harris visited Wisconsin's solidly liberal capital city to plug her book, 107 Days, about her unsuccessful campaign for president. The start of Harris's talk was interrupted by a few hecklers, including one who accused Harris of funding genocide. Harris's position on Israel's actions in Gaza caused splinters among the left during her presidential bid. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
State regulators are requiring Alliant Energy to resubmit documents in a case related to Meta's large data center campus in Beaver Dam. As Joe Schultz reports, the utility turned in a revised application for special electric rates for the campus late last week.
Last year, Alliant Energy applied for an individual contract rate agreement for the Beaver Dam data center, but the heavily redacted document hid details from the public. Michael Newmark is an administrative law judge for the Public Service Commission. During a hearing on February 26th, he took issue with the level of redactions on documents submitted in the case.
It seemed like the redactions were not going to be able to allow us to do sort of the basic functions of open government.
The new application shows that Alliant will supply up to 220 megawatts for the data center. The term of the agreement is for 10 years. Those details were blacked out in the original document. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Waukesha-based Generac Power Systems has settled a lawsuit related to the explosion of one of its portable generators at a Pennsylvania construction site in 2023. The company entered a $206 million settlement agreement in January. That's according to a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. The filing says the settlement does not require Generac to admit wrongdoing. The suit was filed in a Philadelphia county court. According to the law firm that filed suit, a generator exploded inside a work trailer, injuring 6 workers in October of 2023. That model of generator that exploded was recalled in September. The law firm declined to comment. Generac did not immediately respond to request for comment. A proposed ordinance in Milwaukee would encourage landlords to install fire sprinklers in older apartment buildings. It's the latest measure from city officials in response to a fire last year that killed 5 people and displaced about 100 more. That building dated back to 1968, and it was not required to have a sprinkler system under state law because of its age. A proposed ordinance would waive city fees for landlords looking to retrofit older apartment buildings with sprinklers. Jason Golick is with the Milwaukee Department of Neighborhood Services. They do the city's building inspections.
If the influx or the popularity of this takes off and it becomes a thing that a lot of building owners are willing to do and are desiring to do, then we will definitely address it and add staff as needed.
The Common Council could vote on the plan in the next week. 10 Wisconsin-based companies are suing the Trump administration over its tariff policy. As Steph Conquest Ware reports, the suits were filed before the U.S. Supreme Court struck down Trump's existing tariffs.
Companies taking legal action include Kohl's, Milwaukee Tool, and Ashley Furniture. They are seeking refunds for the tariff duties. President Donald Trump has imposed sweeping tariffs on international trade since his return to office. But the 10 companies suing his administration claim he had no jurisdiction to do so. The nation's highest court found the tariffs unconstitutional in a 6-3 decision February 20th. Soon after, Trump vowed to impose new 10% tariffs globally. The Wisconsin businesses could face a lengthy legal process in hopes of rebates. Steph Conquest Ware, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, Wisconsin potato farmers are among those who say the Trump administration's farm bailout will not cover their recent losses. Stay with us.
I'm Rachel Lohman. I own Analog Ice Cream and Coffee in Sister Bay. WPR sponsorship has been beneficial for my business because the audience supports business sponsors. The very first day my sponsorship aired, I had a customer come in and say, "Hey, I heard you on WPR this morning. Thanks." The WPR audience has been truly loyal to me as a business sponsor.
Learn more about business sponsorship at WPR.org/sponsor.
And finally, fruit and vegetable growers will have to wait until at least mid-March for $1 billion in assistance from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. As WPR's Hope Kerwin reports for Harvest Public Media, specialty crop producers say they already know the aid will fall short of the help they need.
Of the $12 billion promised for the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, only $1 billion will go to growers of more than 100 fruit, vegetable, and nut crops. USDA has not released how much individual growers can expect, but it won't be enough, according to industry leaders like Tamas Houlihan from the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association. He says growers are struggling with the same costs hitting corn and soybean farmers. Processors are also cutting back crop purchases due to their own economic pressures.
There are a lot of scared growers as we head into this planting season. And again, with some of these contracts, the growers don't even know how much to plant.
The specialty crop industry is asking Congress for an additional $5 billion in aid. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Hope Kerwin.
And we'll end the show with a quick check of your forecast. A mix of sunshine and clouds throughout the state today with highs in the 30s and 40s. No precipitation expected and pretty light winds as well. Overnight, we could see a little bit of a wintry mix in southwestern Wisconsin with lows down into the 20s. And that'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. Don't forget to tell a friend about the show and leave us a rating and review. Of course, it helps other people find the show, and it lets us know what we could be doing better. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.